Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Last week we had Bob Whipple with us, and for a series we had him with us, and I think it's very important that we hear from our veterans. You know, we always talk about them, and our veterans, whether you know it or not, we have, per population wise, we have the most vets coming out of our population than any other population in the United States, the Native Americans. They are out there serving and protecting. And, you know, I really appreciated that Bob had came on in. And I wanted to dedicate this today for Bob and all veterans, actually. And that is the Ojibwe Way of Life. That is one of the ways that they connect. Once again, Bob had mentioned that there are only stories that he tells between other vets and himself, other than, you know, coming online. And, you know, I think we're really very fortunate that we got to have a veteran from our own area here come on in and give of himself, some of his things, that his path of life. He talked a lot about spiritualities and those types of things. And, you know, I think that's a very intricate thing among Ojibwe or indigenous peoples. And they are very close to the earth. And it really, really shows. And it comes on out, especially like in their interviews when they come on in, you know, when they do interview. I see a lot of Native Americans talking about their way of life. It's not just Ojibwe, but all across the board. We are, this land is our land. We are tied to it. It's tied to us. This is our home. We have no other home other than here. This, in the entire United States, in the entire Turtle Island, all the way on up into Canada, down into the Mexico's, South America, these are our indigenous lands, and we are very, very proud of where we come from, whether we know it or not. 80% of all the foods come from these lands here, as far as the vegetables go. Tomatoes are indigenous of this continent. There would be no Italian anything, you know, Italian pizzas or anything. There wouldn't be no pizzas without all these tomatoes. There'd be no ketchup, all those things. They come from this land here. And the corn comes from this is indigenous of this land. That is the only food on the entire planet that they cannot trace its origin to. And where did it come from? Those types of things. Mysteries. And we here have other foods in this area, such as, they call it Labrador tea. That's what the scientists call it. We call it swamp tea, mosquito bug. And then what that is it's the one tea, and there was no other tea in the entire world that can match it for antioxidants. It's just a beautiful tea, and it helps to get rid of the toxins in your body. As far as toxins go, I do believe they say there's at least 148 toxins in your body, at all times. So it's very important to detoxify yourself continually. It's in the air, it's in the water, it's in the food, you know, all the pesticides that they put on the food and those types of things. Even our indigenous foods out in the wilds, you know, if they are close to a crop, a field, you know, you got to be careful of them. And safety above all things, you know, we need to wash our foods and before we use them. And the swamps are just teeming with beautiful foods for us. I love the swamp where the blueberries are in the swamps. I love those ones. They have a different taste to them. They're really, really, really delicious. And I think that somebody once told me that when you take blueberries and you put them in the freezer and you take them out, it breaks them down better for you. You know, and I've tried that. I've done that, and it's good. Back to the veterans. I know I went off on a tangent there and I get off like that. Back to our veterans and to Bob Whipple, you know, just like to say a big chi-mi-gwich to Bob. He's lived a long, good life so far. And, you know, he said he had his dark years, but, you know, we're talking about those are really actually what they are, their experiences, because nobody else will ever know those kind of experiences unless you actually live them. And then you'll have the wisdom to talk about those types of things that other people cannot. And Bob, you know, he served when he did, you know, back in the 70s, late 60s, 70s. And he had his tour, and those were some pretty powerful times, you know, as far as what war was about, and in a foreign land to boot. So I can't even imagine, I won't begin to imagine, you know. I just know I have a deep appreciation for my brother, and I can't say enough that when he came on in. I think that he was a little intimidated by it, you know, telling his story on the air. But after a while, you know, when we got to talking afterwards, you know, he felt more comfortable about it, and he was okay with it, and he liked what he had said, and he appreciated that we come on in and bring him on in as a veteran. So once again, thank you for tuning on in to Ojibwe Way of Life, and we'll see you again next week. Aha, miigwech, and miigwech to Bob and all the veterans. Aha. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.